Organising a funeral might not sound like something that anyone would like to go through. But when friends or family members die, it's an incredibly important process. Today, we're going to ask questions, find answers, and go behind the scenes of an independent funeral director. The award-winning Full Circle Funerals are based on Otley Road in Guiseley, but cover the whole of Yorkshire. I went to go and meet Sarah Jones.
Hello, you must be Sarah.
I am.
Lovely to meet you.
And you, come in, welcome. Well, we're standing in, I guess, the reception bit at the moment. So what we would first do is take you through to one of our meeting rooms.
Okay.
Part of what we wanted to do is create a really welcoming space that people are happy to spend a bit of time in, because a lot of funeral homes have become very dark and mahogany, and yeah, we've tried to make it a bit lighter and a bit more airy and have some natural light coming in and have big open spaces.
Today we're going to have a look around Full Circle Funerals, probably look at some areas that you wouldn't generally think that you could have a look at. I would guess, if I was planning a funeral, I would come and see the meeting rooms, I'd see the nice side. I wouldn't be allowed to see the mortuary where the bodies are.
That is, I suppose, a more traditional model. So you have front office and back office. We don't really work like that. So everyone who we were helping to arrange a funeral, we would always say to them, do you want to have a look around the whole place? Would you like to have a look where the person who we're caring for is being looked after and how we do that? And I think probably half of people say, yes, actually, I would quite like to, whereas others, they don't find that helpful and they don't want to. But I suppose from our perspective, there's often what happens is when someone's not well, the doctors are in control. And then after somebody's died, there's a sense that the funeral director takes control. And actually, that's not necessary at all.
How long does and take to plan a funeral? I kind of have in my head that if somebody died on a Friday, you've probably got about a week and the funeral will be happening the following Friday. And I think that because it feels like a hard thing to say, actually, that it's something you shouldn't say, but the body will not last for longer than a week. That's the opinion that I have. How right or wrong is that?
Okay, there seems to be this sense that a funeral should happen between 7 and 10 days after someone's died, and that that's sort of like a gold standard. There's no rules about when a funeral needs to take place. Well, there are in some very rare circumstances, but generally there aren't any rules. One of the first things that we try and discuss with a family is what sort of timescale they would like to work to. Some people say, you know, we'd like to go quite quickly. This needs to be done. You know, we'd like things to move quite efficiently and quite quickly. Other people say, oh, do you know what? If we don't have to rush, that would help us. We can involve more people. We can take a little bit more time to work things out, not close to birthdays or close to other significant dates. Nature does slowly start to take its course, but the most important thing is that somebody's in the right environment, and that basically means that they are kept cold and that they are looked after properly and that they are safe. One of the things that I suppose we feel really strongly about is that we always talk to families about how we're going to look after the person who's died physically, which is a hard conversation. But every single person actually has said that actually they were glad that they were asked. It was hard, but at least they felt that they had some control over it. We have two rooms that are visiting rooms.
Okay.
So traditionally, these rooms would be called chapels of rest, which is probably a term that most people would be familiar with, and they might have quite a lot of religious symbols in them. We've kept the rooms a little bit more neutral, and then people can personalise it as they like. One of the things that we talk to people about is music systems, if people want to play certain music when they come in. The other thing is that traditionally people would come and visit somebody or view somebody who's died while they're lying in the coffin. That would sort of be the traditional image that people have. But it doesn't have to be like that. So we've had some people choose to visit the person who's died with the coffin lid on, because maybe the idea of seeing them is too much or is a bit frightening, but actually they would quite like to just have some private time in the room with them if they have something to say or just want to be there. And the other choice that we offer and that's appealing to some people is that there's no coffin at all. So it's more, it looks as if the person who's died is just lying in a single bed. And
just having a sleep.
Yeah, well, I guess that's, it's more that it just looks a little bit softer. A coffin's quite an emotive object.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
And for some people, they just maybe just need a slightly more gradual process.
Mm.
The criticism that people would have of the bed thing is, so it does just look like someone's asleep, and of course they're not asleep. And one of the benefits, I think, of coming to visit, if that's what people want to do, is actually there's probably something quite helpful that, seeing an image of the person who's died looking peaceful but looking dead, because they have died. And there's probably, in terms of people's grief processes and them having some growing acceptance of what happened, it's more helpful to see somebody looking peaceful and at rest but looking like they've died, rather than us attempting to make them look like they're alive. So now we're going into the mortuary.
Okay.
So it has got a slightly different feel. Well, sorry, you can probably describe it rather than me.
You're right, it has a slightly different feel.
Because it's a more clinical area.
Yeah, which is what you'd expect. It wouldn't be, you know, like a lounge or it's sort of soft furnishings. It does have to be kept clean, and it is more scientific, I suppose, the things that go on. So it is colder. We've got two coffins in here, and they look like giant fridges.
They are, yeah. There are different ways that funeral directors choose to look after the people who've died in terms of where they are kept. So fridges are probably the best way to control the environment, because you can set the temperature and it's a very safe unit. You can kind of see it's an enclosed unit. The other way is that some funeral directors have cooled rooms, so they have air-conditioned rooms. They aren't in a fridge, but they're in one whole room which is kept cold. And other funeral directors don't really do either. They just have different spaces where they can keep people. So we decided to go for, I guess, the option that I felt most comfortable with, which was, like I mentioned before, the most important thing is somebody's kept safe and cold, and actually the fridges are the best way to achieve that. This room is probably just worth showing you, because one of the things that we really want to show people is just that there is choice. Mm-hmm. And one of the big areas of choice is about coffins.
Yeah, and we've got six different coffins in front of us.
So what we've tried to do in this room is to show the range of coffins that are possible. Uh-huh. So we've got a wooden one,
which would be the traditional.
Yeah, that most people are quite familiar with. Then the next two are wicker coffins. Then we've got cardboard. People generally use that as a blank canvas. So they would either put things on it or they would decorate it. So here we've got a woolen one. Uh-huh. And it's one of the only uses, actually, of English wool. And then this is a shroud. So this is an alternative to a coffin. You don't have to have a coffin. And some people really don't like the idea of a coffin. So this is a coffin alternative.
Obviously, everybody has a different situation, but if somebody wanted to talk to you, Sarah, at Full Circle Funerals, I presume is there a big team? How many of you are there?
So there's four of us.
Okay.
There's four of us. We do it slightly differently in that traditionally have a funeral arranger who meets with family and makes the arrangements, and then there's a funeral director who's often a different person who directs the funeral on the day of the funeral. That would just stress me out. You know, when you work with a family and you go through the arrangement process, you get a very good understanding of what they want and what's important to them and what they're about, and you sort of grow to trust each other. So I think it's important then that person's also there on the day. So we have three of us that do that routinely. So there's myself, and then there's Ruth and Dave, and then Jade does most of the kind of office management.
So if someone wants to get in touch with you, then how do they do that?
Okay, so people either email or call. We've also got a contact page on the website, so people just contact us through that, or lots of people just walk in. We got a lovely letter from a lady once who said, first time I met you, you said that we would try to create opportunities to make some positive memories and to get something positive from this really difficult experience. And she said, when I met you, I thought, she's a nice lady, but I'm not sure about that. And then she said at the end, that's exactly what we'd done. And that's quite special, because it's a really difficult time.
Sarah, thank you so much. It's been really, really interesting to ask some questions and to sort of get some answers to things that you probably in the situation of planning somebody's funeral you wouldn't feel able to ask or might not even want to ask. If people want to get in touch with you, I presume they just search online Full Circle Funerals. You're here in Guiseley, but you've got a couple more, is that right?
Well, no, so we're based in Guiseley, but we cover the whole of Yorkshire.
Right, okay.
So what we find is that actually people, I guess like in most things, people are now willing to travel a little bit more to get the service that I suppose they feel would work best for them. So we cover the whole of Yorkshire.
Okay. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.